7:44
oh my.
At WGCL. Glass in the Morning, thank you for being with us. The world-famous Chuck Crabb is riding shotgun.
Yeah, having a good Friday as always. Sunshine.
I'm exhausted watching you work.
Well, I've got to earn the keep sometime. I tell you what.
Joe Smith's seen you work once or twice. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
How are we doing, fellas?
Great.
Double C.
Always a pleasure to spend my Friday mornings with you, Joe.
Yeah. Likewise, my friend.
We might just have to run a phone line into Chuck's office and just let him sit there and patch him in on Friday mornings. Because it's not very often do we get double headers and things like that.
Yeah, it's one of these mad weekends, but mad in a good sense.
Well, it is. You know, we're all still alive. Teams participate. We could have had Big Ten soccer here this
weekend. Yes, we could have. Ohio State
came very close there against Penn State.
Ohio State did what they needed to do to... I'm not sure how that would have worked out, but we would have made it happen. We always do.
Yep.
And, Joe, the magic on the South side continues to happen, and I don't think when you're 11-0 there's much magic, but a little twinge of good fortune never hurts when you get this deep into any playoff because you need a little good luck on your side. But the South Panthers have really created their own luck, Joe. Their turnover margin, I get blown away every Monday when you tell me about it. The balance on the offense, as we've heard about all week from Coach Lindsay and Coach Mo, they really have a nice table set, but a very tough place to take care of the business. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock tonight. The kickoff of South and Castle, a regional championship on the line, Friday Night Lights here on WGCL.
So we take this unbeaten season on the road tonight. Coach Mo and his third-ranked South Panthers with its longest journey of the year to Warrick County, Castle High School, and hopefully at night's end, the journey to Lucas Oil Stadium in 2 weeks will be live as well. Out to defend, they are the regional championship tonight against the Knights of Doug Hurt, who've won its last four, averaging 47 a game behind quarterback Dane Keller, a 6'2", 190-pound junior who has hurled 37 TDs over 2,600 yards, a young sophomore running back, Jadrian Higginson, over 1,200 yards and 12 touchdowns on the ground, two big-time receivers, and Alex Guerin and Noah McKeon, who have combined for 27 aerial sixes from Keller. Hurts and Knights are humming, but so are the Panthers, who tonight figure to have veteran senior corner Hunter Worthen back in the secondary that has swiped 20 passes to date. Worthen with 7 of them, a defense that has not only been solid versus the pass, but equally as tough against the run. 2 turnovers last week, if you'll recall. 1 forced each way, led to 14 points and caused separation in that sectional title win over Terre Haute North, who, by the way, accounted for Castle's worst loss of the year. That was the season opening 27-11 defeat 11 weeks ago. Milestones looming for senior wide receiver John Earl Rochelle Manns, needing 95 yards tonight for 1,000 yards receiving. Sophomore quarterback, or rather a sophomore running back, Christian Paycheck, 38 for 1,000 on the ground. Meanwhile, sophomore quarterback Gavin Yeske, over 2,000 yards. He passed that milestone last week. Now with 20 touchdowns, got things done last week, pass and run himself, accounting for 3 touchdowns and close to 200 yards total offense. If unbeaten and top-ranked New Pal wins at home, the Panthers will get a shot at them a week from tonight in the semi-state, a dangerous 5-6 Zionsville club awaiting New Palestine tonight, but a regional to defend and to become a 12-0 ball club and a Final Four team 2 years in a row for the Purple and White. Awaiting them down in Paradise in Newburgh, Indiana, site of the famed storyline Miracle in Paradise 32 years ago against the Knights. This will be no miracle tonight if South wins, but it would be South's first back-to-back regional championship in 16 years, its 10th overall, and its 8th under Coach Mo since 1991. Chalk Talk at 7, John Callahan and Dave Novak on the call at 7:30 tonight from Castle Stadium. Don't forget Bob Lovell, Indiana Sports Talk, following the game. Regional finals in 5 classes, including Linton's game tonight. The Miners are playing the Senators of West Washington over in Campbellsburg tonight. West Washington 11-0, Linton is 11-1. We have 2 6A semi-states to boot on a big-time night on Hoosier High School gridirons tonight. By the way, Conference Indiana named its all-conference selections in 8 sports earlier in the week. And, well, Coach Mo, Dustin Carver in golf, Panther volleyball coach Eugene Kim, and Bloomington North's Ken Heidinger in tennis. taking Coach of the Year honors in half of those sports. We'll have all of the Conference Indiana athletes come Monday morning in our spotlight.
And Joe, the high school spotlight shines brightly as the confluence of football and basketball come together. And we see that today at the college level as well, but we'll have high school basketball to get to. Are the girls are up and going today?
Well, the girls are playing tonight. Jason Spears' crew, of course, he's in his first year, kind of resurrecting the North program. Cougars will play at Brown County tonight, and Edgewood back in action after losing to South the other night. They're at South Putnam. This will be game five for them already. They're 2-2. The boys began practice on Monday.
The
fellas. Will be the 23rd of November. Our first broadcast will be coming up December the 4th to kick things off.
Perfect. And you can see our broadcast schedule at WGCLradio.com for all
right.
of that. And don't forget, we stream all of our high school events, whether it's basketball or football. So if you're not in the listening area tonight or you've got relatives that need to take a listen, well, they can do so at WGCLradio.com. And last night on the airwaves, a thrilling finish to the colorblind game, the all-red Buffalo Bills taking on the all-green New York Jets last night, both teams in head-to-toe. Chuck, if you were... That didn't make a lot of sense, but Ryan Fitzpatrick's lofted timing route on fourth down from the 8-yard line, well, the Jets tight end didn't see it. The ball bounces harmlessly, and Buffalo hangs on to win 22-17. The Bills move to 5-4. The Jets drop to 5-4, everybody chasing New England in the AFC East. The Colts are on a bye this week, so our NFL docket on Sunday is triple header filled on WGCL. Dolphins at Philly at 12:30, followed by Kansas City taking on Peyton Manning and the Broncos. The eye poker is suspended to keep Tlaib. He is a one-game ban after gouging Dwayne Allen's eyeball out. Arizona in Seattle will wrap things up on Sunday night. Joe, we've got college football on Saturday for the folks as well.
Oh, yeah.
The
seniors will be feated, and you guys already talked about the Malman reunion following the ball. Well, it's going to be starting tonight, if you're on Kirkwood Avenue.
It's
going to be a whole weekend of festivities for the Malman, I'll guarantee you that. But we plan on being there after the Hoosier win over Michigan, and kind of ironic, isn't it, that we celebrate Coach Bill, one of the great wins he had in
Absolutely.
That season of 87 beating Bo and the Wolverines when they came into Bloomington when no one expected it, and that was the first time ever in Indiana football history that we beat Michigan, Ohio State, and Purdue
in the same season.
One of Bill's great teams.
And great history revived. And, you know, let's, again, finish off the home season on a high note, Joe. Why not? We'll get into the
why not us?
We'll
our
get
time,
into the,
our turn.
That's right. And they've been knocking. Now kick the door in. We'll get into the IU stuff in more detail, including men's semifinal Big Ten soccer championship action, 3:30 today. We'll get involved more in that coming up at 8:45. Pacer fans need to know that first-round draft pick Miles Turner is out 4 weeks with a chip fracture in his thumb. That's something you have to say very slowly on the radio, Chuck. A chip fracture.
I can understand that.
4 weeks out. So, again, just when the blue and gold and Paul George starts firing things up, they're going to be short a fella on all of that. But the Pacers in action tonight. They host the Minnesota Timberwolves at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Have we covered it all, Joe?
Well, I tell you what, we got enough on our plate right here in B-Town. So off we go, and the best to everyone.
And volleyball goes on Saturday night, too.
Yep, they do. Michigan State. Yeah.
So there we go. We're covered on all that. Joe, great job as always at 8:45. We'll take it through the Hoosier weekend. You'll get me caught up on the – is there a big NASCAR race this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
That's out in Phoenix.
Two more races.
This is key for a couple of big-time drivers.
Yeah.
Joey Logano being one of them for Smitty.
Well, and you'll get us caught up on all of that. We'll take a look at the golf around the world as well, as PGA Tour has this event and one more before they wrap up before the January deadline. So we'll take care of all that at 8:45.
We got enough to talk about, don't we?
Absolutely right. And as we do every Friday morning, just after 7:45, and sometimes even before 8:45, we bring in Joe Smith. Joe, good morning. How are you?
And it's one of those mornings.
It is. We have
before 8:45 for good reason.
Yes, we do. We have a boatload, as Coach Wilson likes to say, of stuff going on this weekend here, there, and everywhere else with Indiana University. And again, the confluence of seasons makes for a very, very busy time. Sure, we know hoops kicks off tonight, Joe, but we've got some teams wrapping up there, well, or heading towards the postseason.
Right.
And Indiana University men's soccer has a chance today to make it to back-to-back Big Ten tournament finals as they take on Maryland in Columbus.
Well, on the heels of that scoreless tie between the two during the regular season, Todd Yeagley's Soccer Hoosiers hopefully will take step one later today towards another Big Ten tournament title. That would be a record 13th as they battle the Maryland Terrapins, one of two semifinals over at Ohio State in Columbus, Ohio, a rematch, too, of last year's championship tilt that Maryland won 2-1 on that goal in the 86th minute. But here comes Indiana, as hot as anyone in the country right now, 9-1-1 over its last 11, five straight W's. That's the longest winning streak in 3 years. And number one seed, Ohio State, they'll play Rutgers in the other semifinal. The two winners then clash for the championship Sunday at 1 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Both Hoosier basketball teams open up today and tonight, the preseason NIT for Terry Moore and Hoosier women and Tennessee State. Season number two for Coach Terry, who plans on starting junior college transfer Taishi Towner in the starting lineup in backcourt, along with Tyra Buss, Alexis Gassian, Lindsay Lycum, and Amanda Cahill. They will greet the opening tap on the McCracken court, and then later tonight, preseason ranked 15th, Coach Tom Crean's 8th Hoosier basketball squad hosting the Panthers from Eastern Illinois at 7 o'clock against these guys from the Ohio Valley Conference, a club, a young one, that lost 7 off of its last year's club that provided an 18-game winning season, its first in 5 years. The Hoosiers, as you know, won both of its exhibitions, and now, well, the season blueprint is at least laid out for Yogi and Troy and the rest, and we'll see how things are attacked and defense tonight for the Hoosiers in Game 1. The NCAA Cross Country Great Lakes Regional runs today on the docket for Ron Helmer's squad, both men and women. Ray Luce's swimmers, Drew Johansson's divers in the C-back today for a Big Ten duel with Wisconsin earlier this week. Big Ten saluting Gia D'Alessandro, co-swimmer of the week, Lily King, freshman of the week, and Ali Kahalafala as the co-swimmer of the week over on the men's side. Good stuff there. We have volleyball tomorrow night. Sherry Dunbar, Cruzan's Hoosiers, and Michigan State, 7 o'clock at U-Gym, preceded, of course, by the final home game for Kevin Wilson's footballers, Seniors Day, hosting Jim Harbaugh and the 14th-ranked Michigan Wolverines at 3:30 at The Rock, trying to end this five-game losing streak and jumpstart a strong finish over these final 3 weeks of the regular season. Tale of the tape, sound familiar? Third down conversions, defensive third down stops, takeaways, a full final 15 minutes. Well, hopefully all falling in place for a change for a club really struggling in those departments. New outcomes, though, on Saturday could spell an upset against the Maize and the Blue. Jordan Howard and Nate Sudfeld, well, they had a huge test last week against Iowa and get an even stronger test tomorrow from the Wolverine defense, which through 9 is allowed on the average of 80 yards rushing and 240 total yards a game. We look at the high school beat, none bigger than the regional championship tonight for the unbeaten 11-0 South Panthers. They're down in Paradise, Indiana. Newburgh against the Castle Knights, who are 7-4, winners of their last four. Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock. John Callahan, Dave Novak on the call for this one at 7:30. Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk will follow. Just a huge night. We have the 2-6A semi-states going on today and tonight, and obviously all of the five class regional titles up for grabs as well. That'll all be discussed and highlighted on Bob's show after our ball game from Newburgh tonight. Girls high school basketball, Bloomington North plays at Brown County, Edgewood at South Putnam. Then tomorrow, Shelbyville will host Bloomington North, and Jeffersonville will welcome in Larry Winter's South Panthers, who got going in the second half the other night, beat Edgewood, both of those games at 7:30, and will be adding to the high school docket sheet girls swimming. Bloomington North debuting against Columbus East on Saturday morning is Dave Tanner, back again for another year, both as girls and boys head swimming coach. So a huge, hopefully eventful weekend, not only on the collegiate beat, but the high school level as well.
That's it. What are we going to do on Monday? What are we going to talk about on Monday?
Well, we're Spotlight South's regional championship, I hope. And
about
we'll
600
also run,
other things.
Yeah, we'll also run through all of the, and we had a wagon load. I mentioned earlier the coaches of the year in Conference Indiana,
right.
Moriarty, Dustin Carver, Eugene Kim, all from South, and Ken Heidinger from North. That's half of the eight sports, so they took half of that. And then you talk about a number of student athletes winning all conference in all of the eight sports. We'll highlight that and recap all of the basketball activity as well on the high school beat. So that's part one, and hopefully part two will be a good solid start in basketball, soccer, cross country, volleyball, football. So we'll have it'll be almost deja vu from what we're doing right now.
And the exciting part today, obviously, is Indiana men's basketball gets their season up and running tonight. The Hoosiers pick up a big recruit yesterday that we can't talk about, but everybody will see that. So a four-star recruit until he officially signs his letter of intent. Those of us with ties to Indiana University are not allowed to speak about it. Even if you're just selling used cars at halftime, Joe, I mean, you still can't even talk about it. So that's the the fun part there. Hoosiers get started. Eastern Illinois tonight. Kevin Duckworth isn't walking through those doors, Joe. So the Hoosiers, again, it'll be interesting to see what they've learned from their two exhibition games and how they put it to the test tonight when it quote-unquote counts. Indiana on the Assembly Hall court. You've seen really good offensive movement in the Ottawa game and part of the game we saw against Bellarmine on Monday, and we've seen some old habits creep back in. So, again, it's not the finished product, and you want it to get better. Moving forward there.
Well, you want to get, as for not only Tom's squad, but Terry's squad later today against Tennessee State, you just want to get off to a good start. You'll have something to look at definitively because, as you say, now we start, now the stats start, now the
it counts,
the
baby, it
starts.
Counts.
Yeah, now the process starts, and you play these games for a reason to get better as the month moves along, and really, Glass, with both of our schedules in basketball, men and women, I mean, it's as rugged as I can recall looking at just the rest of this month, let alone when we, get settled in and play basketball for the rest of the winter when December comes in.
And that's just here in November as well. Bad news out of Pacers camp. Pacers are playing very well, Joe. They have been hot lately, but their rookie big man, Miles Turner, has a chip fracture in his thumb. He will miss 4 weeks as the Blue and Gold host the Timberwolves of Minnesota tonight.
Yeah, I heard
tonight.
His interview yesterday, and
they were happy with his. They were happy with him, but
well, it's not his shooting hand, so that'll help. So he'll be able to still do some, training and conditioning and what have you. So
and shoot right-handed, that'll be fine.
And,
you just can't get the contact where it's going to
get
worse. So you got to wrap it up and see where it goes. But they've been happy with Turner's progress moving forward. So the Pacers again tonight taking on Minnesota in the Bankers Life Fieldhouse, 7 p.m. FSN has that for you. The Pacers are back in action after that in Chicago on Monday night. So just one game for them on the weekend. NASCAR, we know that's getting close to wrapping things up as well. Big race in Phoenix this weekend. Joe, help us out.
Yeah, well, this is the last in the third three-race round in the 10-event chase. So as we've been telling
I need a flow chart.
Updated. Yeah, Jeff Gordon is definitely in the final four, so the three spots are still there for whoever come Sunday. They're out at the Quicken Loans race there for the, I think that track's in Avondale, Arizona. For the Phoenix race, it'll be on NBC on Sunday afternoon around 2:30, but we'll see how things pan out, because the big one, obviously, the next week, the championship finale is at Homestead in Florida next week.
Coast to coast, baby. Send them one way, bring them back the other way.
Yeah.
It's a system that I hope is working. I hope is getting things done there. So that's the NASCAR, and you need a big race out of Joey Logano, right?
Well, he's had some bad racing luck.
That's bad
luck. Got
wrecked
two back and blew a tire last week at Texas. And, he needs to win, baby. And he's done his share of that. But Kyle Busch is still running strong. Carl Edwards is there in the chase. So Kevin Harvick's in the chase. So it'll be interesting to see the jockeying around and who does what and who has good racing luck. That's what it boils down to.
Jeff Overton shot 69 yesterday at Mayakoba in the PGA Tour event. Avon's Patrick Rogers is one shot out of the lead this morning on 5 under, a group of 6 at 600 leading down there. We'll keep an eye on the golf as well. And I think we've got everything covered, Joe. A big game tonight, though. Best of luck to the South Panthers.
No question.
Huge game. And again, hopefully, I don't think the weather's going to play a part in it, so that's good as well.
No, and the Panthers have played on natural grass before. This year, this will be the fourth time they'll be on natural grass, but the weather will be good enough. That's not going to be a problem tonight for either ball club. And, batting down the hatches, I think this is what the kind of game you like to see. A team that's predicated its season around its defense, taking advantage of opportunities and forcing mistakes, giving it to the offense, who more times than not, Glass have scored points off of turnovers, and that's hopefully will be the same prescription tonight for Coach Mo and the Purple and White as they battle the Castle Knights. Kind of an interesting sideline, too. I was working on the game, even though I won't be there doing it live. Ted Huber, who used to coach the Panthers back in the 70s and coached a year under Lee Corso in 82, he's in his seventh season on Doug Hurt's staff. He's the tight ends coach and also the head JV coach. So Ted had a lot of friends here, he and Mo, Oreen, his wife, and family. So that's an interesting sidelight there, as Ted knows his football, so Hurt's done a nice job, and he's been there a decade now, and Castle is known for winning, and I'm sure they're remembering a lot of things from what happened 32 years ago.
And hopefully the result is the same. We'll get caught up on Monday morning, and hear you on Chalk Talk at 7 o'clock tonight. Good luck with Hoosier basketball, and we'll do it all again on Monday.
Sounds good. Have a great day. Hey, and give MG3 my best on his second birthday today.
Number two.
Nothing unlucky about this Friday 13th
for
you guys.
Not at all. All right, Joe.
Not with that little dynamo.
Thanks, buddy. Great stuff as always. Joe Smith, 745 and 845.